We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of Current Issues radio program. I am your temporary special fill-in host, Mark Glenn Hashem. He's off doing more important things than hosting his radio show with his good friend. He's still down in California, so he left it up to me. We were just about to bring up Mona from the last hour, Mona in California. Mona, why don't you come on up?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Hi. I'm concerned because I was told by Wendy at the conference to go and tell everyone that St. George's Orthodox Church had been discovered by the women who were trying to make the thing work, and we had total accommodations by 10 a.m. on Saturday. And Hashem put the kibosh on that. After I had gotten the elderly people, and you know that they were about over 50% of those people were in their 60s and over, and I had to make those people wait until 3 p.m., until Hashem could use them to do his protest against the hotel. And that's why the conference didn't start until 7 hours after it was supposed to. And I think that was unfair to the old people.
Mm-hmm. And Go ahead, Mona.
I'm also concerned that an old 85-year-old guy was used to sign the contract to shield you guys. And I also have serious questions as to whether the Jews had anything to do with the fact that you were turned away, given that you didn't come up with the money before this lavish banquet was supposed to be served. You're expected to pay before, not after, the event.
Well, okay, let's just take this line by line. As far as locating the church where we did finally wind up having the conference, I didn't know until probably 12 o'clock that they had found a place. I didn't know that they had found something as early as 10 a.m. And as far as the old folks being forced to sit around, believe me, I was just as unhappy about that as you must have been.
Who gave you the order that we should wait till 3 p.m. until we go to the church? Because I think Hashem.
Nobody gave me any order about anything, but when Hashem and I were trying to resurrect this thing and keep it from going down in flames, the only thing that we could come up with at this point was to get everybody together and to get them out on the street to protest. You see, because as you know, because you were there, this thing was in meltdown mode, and we had to do something to get the people together, to get them motivated, and to get them active.
I had already shepherded all the old people. They were on their way to St. George's at 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I had to run around quick before they got there, because then that would have been even worse and make them stop and go back up to the presidential suite.
Okay,
it's simply
untrue
that we could have resurrected that within 2 hours after it fell apart on Saturday morning, and the white women had it together, and then Hashem comes up and beats his breast and says, no, we're going to do a protest. And I'm not even convinced we had anything to protest, because you guys did not pay the bill before you expected the hotel to open up the banquet to 200 formal banquet people.
Well, like I said, Mona, the organizing thing that was taking place down there, I had not even seen the contract that was signed until Wednesday evening. And the contract that I saw and the contract that I passed along to two lawyers didn't say anything about prepaying anything. These lawyers contacted the hotel and made it clear to them that there was absolutely no provision in this contract for any kind of payment ahead of time. And the information that I had been given from the people who were responsible for organizing this thing down there was that they had tried to put a down payment a month ago on this thing, and the hotel refused and said, no, the way we do it is that we finish up when the weekend is over. So hold on after the break. We'll be back in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Just sit tight.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I'm temporarily filling in for my good friend, Hashem Talawi, who is away on business. Mona, did you have anything else to add to this?
Yeah, I wanted to know how much money you guys collected from the people who were coming to the conference.
Before the conference, I'd say we collected somewhere in the area of $6,000 or $7,000, all of which went out to plane tickets for the guests who were going to be speaking and other incidentals. We were counting on the walk-in registrations to pay for the bulk of the cost of this thing. We figure between the number of phone calls that we have received and emails that we lost about 100 people who would otherwise have been there.
But at $100 each, that's still only a certain amount of money. I was one of those people. I had my $100 in my pocket, but I spent it on bologna and cheese sandwiches for the people because they had no food. But why would you think that the hotel would open up a banquet with servants and a formal banquet after giving you the speaking hall for a whole day without some guarantee that they were going to get their money?
Well, as I said, the contract that was signed between the hotel and the older man that you're talking about didn't say anything about that. And according to the information that I was given by the people who were organizing this thing down there, when they tried to put a down payment on this room at the hotel a month ago, the hotel refused it. So So if you can figure out an answer to that, I think you're going to have figured out the whole issue.
Well, I think the hotels generally get paid up front before they lay out 200 formal banquet dinners.
All right. Well, then, Mona, maybe that's something you should call the hotel and ask them.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm concerned about my people and how I feel they misconducted themselves, because when the white girls all got together and got St. George's ready within 2 hours, I was so sad to see all of the men just fall upon their faces when Hashem Talali gets up and beats his breast and says, we're going to do it this other way. Everybody's going to wait till 3. We're going to go protest. And then I heard him use that protest on his live radio show. That really hurt, that the boys would listen to the Middle Easterners before they would listen to their own white women.
All right, Mona, thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today, as promised, we have our very special guest, Phil Turney, who's one of the survivors of the USS Liberty. Phil spoke at the conference Saturday night. He followed Hashem, my good friend, the Middle Easterner, who supposedly ruined the whole event, according to Mona. Phil followed Hashem and gave what was, I felt, probably the most moving speech of all of the events throughout the weekend, when he recounted what he personally went through on June 8, 1967, when the state of Israel attacked the USS Liberty for over an hour, that resulted in the deaths of 34 American sailors. I introduced Phil as being a real American hero in our midst Saturday night when I introduced him. And with that in mind, I would also like to introduce him in that same fashion by saying that we have with us today a real American hero. So come on up.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mark, for those kind words. They're certainly appreciated. I was just doing my duty and just happened to be aboard the Liberty, which people have asked me if I had a chance to do it over again, would I be aboard the Liberty? I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Well, you know, Phil, I'd like to just go on a little detour here for just a second and ask you how you felt, what was your impression of the events that took place last weekend?
My impression was the moment I walked in the front door of the Marriott, I could feel there was a great deal of tension in the air as I went to check in. There was not a smile on anybody's face that was working behind the counter, and I noticed that immediately, because I've stayed in a lot of different places, Marriott's, embassy suites, and so on and so forth, and they're normally very gracious, and they can't do enough to help you. And this certainly wasn't the case here. I listened to your last caller, and I think she has some very good points, but to blame you for what happened, I think is a total miscarriage of justice in my mind.
Well, the long and the short of it, the good, the bad, and ugly of it is that it does fall upon me, because I was the one who, it was my name that was rallied around this whole thing, and so I wish I had been in California so that I could have had more control over things that were going on there in the ground. Unfortunately, I wasn't, and there were people down there who were taking care of it for me. But that's neither here nor there. I understand that people are upset about it. I understand that they are out $100 or $150. I understand this personally, because I'm out about $10,000 in terms of people that I have to reimburse who either had to pay for rooms twice or got stuck with expenses that they shouldn't have. So I can certainly understand why people would be upset. The whole issue of the white women saving the thing, I don't particularly understand that, and I certainly don't understand anybody being upset with Hashem or me for having this protest rally. I think that it It pumped the necessary energy into the group that we needed. I certainly didn't see anybody out there protesting who was upset to be doing it. But that's all we can do is to say that, you know, if we knew what was going to happen, obviously we would have taken steps to make sure that it didn't. But we did the best that we could in trying to rectify the situation. And I suppose it could have gone better, but I suppose it also could have gone worse. But anyway, Phil, let's just move that aside for a second, and let's talk about why you were with us last weekend in California. Now, as you know, I contacted you personally because I wanted somebody from the Liberty there. In fact, when this thing was dropped into my lap, the very first thing that I thought is that we have to have the USS Liberty represented at this thing, because as far as I'm concerned, this whole mess that we find ourselves in the Middle East, this would not have happened had the Liberty incident been handled the way that it should have been handled 40 years ago. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If it would have been taken care of in the orderly fashion that most investigations are taken care of, regarding this type of incident, if you remember the Stark, it took them, I think, a little over a year to have that investigation fully done, and they came to a final decision on what happened. But if you think about it, if this case of the Liberty being attacked by our ally, our supposed ally, the government of Israel, if it's so cut and dry and so easy to explain, how come it's taken 40 years to get this far? How come the National Security Agency has not released 90% of the documents that should have been released 30 years ago? It only comes back to one thing: cover up. Cover up, cover up. And the cover up is going to be the downfall of the aggressors and the people that in this country that have stood behind Israel no matter what. And I'm talking 40 years ago up until this very moment, this very second. You talk to any congressman, senator, president, they will certainly tell you this was a mistaken identity, case closed. Uh-huh. When we have eyewitnesses that say, no, it isn't.
Uh-huh. You know what, Phil? Just as you'll remember, when I introduced you Saturday night before you spoke, I went on for a moment talking about how, you know, I've always been a big fan of American history, and I started reading just about every book that I could get my hands on from as early as like 8 or 9 years old. And yet, despite all of the books that I've read on the American history and the fact that I made this a substantial part of my study when I was a history major in college, the fact of the matter is that I hadn't even heard of the USS Liberty incident until about 5 or 6 years ago. And when I first came in contact with it, I was so shocked at it, I said, this has to be a hoax. There's no way that something like this has taken place, that a U.S. ship was attacked. And I'm hearing about this for the first time, but yet this was the fact. And so you can just imagine if somebody like me, who is a fanatic when it comes to studying American history, and yet it took me 35 years to find out about it. You can imagine how woefully ignorant of this topic the average American is, who knows very little about their own history.
Well, absolutely, and to put it in terms that the survivors have come up with is that we feel like we got raped by the government of Israel, and our government is protecting the rapists, and all we want is to be listened to and be believed. Nothing more, nothing less.
Phil, I hear that music, which means we're going to a break. Hold on for just a minute, and we will be back in no time at all. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. Gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for my good friend Jim Talawi, probably eating ice cream right now as we speak, while I sit and do this radio show for him. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I listen to a lot of shows on RBN, and, you know, one of the things that I've heard yet has been have been any words of gratitude for the people there, and particularly those who are running the board. And my good friend up there at RBN right now, who's running the board and who always helps me out whenever I run into any problems, in case I've never thanked you before, I'm thanking you now. Anyway, we have with us on the air today Phil Turney, who was a survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty and who also was one of the speakers at the conference this past last weekend down in Southern California. And as I said in introducing him, ladies and gentlemen, I feel that at this point, the USS Liberty incident is the most important aspect of this whole business in which we find ourselves in dealing with the Middle East situation, because not only did we come literally just minutes away from getting involved in World War III as a result of this, but in addition to that, we find ourselves in the middle of this mess over there right now because of the fact that the USS Liberty incident was not handled the way that it should have been and would have been had it been any other country other than Israel. Now, Phil, I have a question for you that I want to ask. You know, we sat this that last weekend and sat around and talked about different theories and ideas that we had involving USS Liberty and why this happened and why that happened and why this didn't happen and that didn't happen. Now, the average congressman or senator who has access to intelligence information that you and I can only imagine coming into contact with, how is it possible that with all of their resources, they don't know about what happened to you guys out there?
That's a pretty simple explanation, and you can call it the Israeli lobby. The power of those people on our government then and now is overwhelming. It is almost ungodlike. They are so afraid of these people. They will say or do anything to protect them, and that's how they get elected. And if they do not toe the line with the Israeli lobby, they're out the door. They'll get somebody else to replace them.
Now, do you think that there's more to it than that, though, Phil? I mean, let's face it. Not getting elected is one thing. I mean, after all, you know, we have congressmen right now who are not running for re-election, and yet they're not coming out and spilling the beans, as it were, about what they know concerning the Liberty. Think for a moment of Jimmy Carter, okay? He hasn't been president for 30 years, and certainly he has resources, intelligence resources. He knows what happened to you guys that day. Why has he and others who are not holding office or seeking office anymore, why haven't they come out and told the American people what they know about what happened to you?
I can't speak for Jimmy Carter or the congressman. I can only speculate. They just don't want to dig up a dead horse. But we do have supporters. Captain Ward Boston, he was a convening officer. He says it was the Board of Inquiry was a sham. Admiral Mervyn Starring, former Judge Advocate General of the United States Navy, says the report was a whitewash. Before our captain died, he fessed up that it was a complete sham, that the Israelis attacked us on purpose. They knew exactly who we were and got by with cold-blooded premeditated murder. When they did this, with the full knowledge that they were attacking a United States naval ship in international waters. And when they fired that first bullet, they fired it at the United States of America, not just the sailors aboard that ship. And that disgusts me more than anything, that the people that we elect can't see the light or don't care about their own people. They care about a foreign government.
We know, Phil, of course, I was with you guys in June when you had your memorial service marking the 40th anniversary of when you guys were attacked. Had the honor of spending the entire weekend with you guys, and I didn't see one member of elected Congress there, either currently serving or former. Not one member. The only official people that I saw there, of course, at Arlington, you had the bugler, there you go, and a couple of people from the Navy. But in general, you guys, it was like you were lepers or something. Not one, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember any letter from any congressman or any kind of official recognition of what was taking place that day. There's that music. Phil, hold on just a second. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to current issues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your very temporary host for the day, Mark Glenn. As I said, Hashem Talawi is probably sitting down with a nice bowl of ice cream or something like that down in California. Anyway, we have on the line with us today a very honored guest, still attorney of the USS Liberty, former president of the LVA, Liberty Veterans Association. We had the extreme honor last weekend down in California of having Phil speak at the conference. I can say this because Hashem isn't here to argue with me, but I felt that despite Hashem's very good speech, that Phil's presentation was the most important part of the entire event, ladies and gentlemen, because, as I've said before, had the USS Liberty been dealt with 40 years ago the way that it should have been, meaning as an act of war against the people of the United States, we wouldn't find ourselves in the mess that we're in right now, and we certainly wouldn't find ourselves in the mess that we're going to be in tomorrow or next week. Now, Phil, I was just asking you before the break about the fact that you guys can't get any kind of official recognition from anybody, congressman or whatever. And your explanation for this is the fact that these guys depend upon remaining in the good graces of the Jewish lobby in order to get reelected. But I feel that there is something more to it than that. When you look at the kind of, and let's just face it, let's just call it for what it is, Bill. This is treason. Giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the people of the United States is treason. As you and I were talking last night, I said that the actions of these guys, meaning our elected officials, you know, they make people like Benedict Arnold look like a great patriot. And I think that there's more to it than simply being elected or reelected or whatever. I think that the pressures that are being brought to bear against these people are a lot worse. I think that the Israeli lobby has got information on them, embarrassing information, that these elected members don't want to have revealed. And I guess what I would like to ask you is this. Obviously, you guys over the years have dealt with members of Congress and things like that. Have you ever been given any kind of an indication that led you to believe that maybe other types of pressures were being brought to bear against our elected officials besides the simple issue of being reelected?
Well, yes. So there's two people in particular, and I certainly didn't want to leave these distinguished gentlemen out. Honorable Paul Finley, he was a former congressman from the state of Illinois, and the Honorable Pete McCluskey, who was a representative from the great state of California, and Adlai Stevenson. Adlai Stevenson did want an investigation, and he was shot down immediately. Paul Finley, author of They Dare to Speak Out, spoke out and was defeated. Because of his views on Israel and our passionate attachment to them. Also, Pete McCluskey spoke out, and who used to be our legal counsel for the Liberty Veterans Association, spoke out and was ultimately defeated and elected by a pro-Israel puppet in the government of the United States. So we do have some friends, but the repercussions they have that have followed them have been the old anti-Semitism, Jew hater, Nazi, whatever vile, filthy thing they can come up with to call a person, they'll call them, because I know I've been called every one of them. And, you know, we're not the ones that did the murdering. They did the murdering, and we get called names.
Right.
I mean, you go figure. Is the American public that ignorant that they can't see the light of day? I mean, we've had books out done by a great author that was on our ship, Jim Ennis, Assault on the Liberty. I'm sure you've read it.
Yeah.
Books by James Bamford. He was a head man at the National Security Agency, Body of Secrets. He devoted a whole chapter to the USS Liberty. And as I mentioned, I was at the State Department at a meeting, and when I got up to speak, they cut the microphones off at that meeting. So, because they didn't want to hear the truth. Now here we go right back to the Marriott Hotel. They were strong enough to do it to the State Department, so the Marriott Hotel was no big deal to them. A phone call did that, I think you guys were sunk from the moment that they found out where you were going to be, or no matter where you would have assembled. And I don't care how much money you had in your pocket, you wouldn't have gotten that space. That's just not my belief.
Well, I agree with you, Phil. And if I could offer an opinion, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, as it were, with the listeners here, but. One of the things that was scheduled to take place last weekend was for us to put on a DVD from the president of Iran. I negotiated something with them about a month ago where he put together a video presentation specifically for our conference, where he was addressing our conference and where he was addressing the American people, and where he was saying, the Iranian people are not your enemies. We don't want to make war with you. We don't want to have war with you. And in particular, the fact that from what I understand, he addressed the USS Liberty issue in this DVD. Now, our plan was to play this DVD at the conference, and we had planned on contacting all major media, and I don't just mean national media, but international media, to let them know that the president of Iran was going to be addressing our conference. Now, my hope was that by getting all of this attention and having a member of the USS Liberty there, that you would have millions of people around the world knowing, or at least coming into contact for the first time with this thing involving USS Liberty. Now, I hate to sound conspiratorial here, but I have little reason to doubt that my phone conversations were being listened to when I was doing this negotiating to get this DVD together. And I think that this was what frightened the powers that be the most, the fact that it was going to be a high-profile conference. The USS Liberty was going to be mentioned by another world leader who just so happens to hold center stage right now. As it was, obviously, given the fact that they threw a grenade into the middle of this thing, we did not get to play the DVD. However, we do have it, and we are going to make it available on the Internet sometime this week so that people can see it. But I do believe that this is the reason that, let's face it, you don't have conversations with the Iranian embassy of this sort, and they're not being monitored. So it's my feeling that this was the thing that they were most worried about, Bill, is that they don't want the people finding out about the USS Liberty. As soon as the American people find out what happened, then all of a sudden, all this whole illusion that has been constructed for the last 40 years about this alliance between America and Israel, once they find out what happened to you guys, that's going to go right down the tubes.
It is going to go down the tubes, and the truth will set us free, and it will set the American people free, and it will set their wallets. They'll have a little bit more money left in their wallets after each paycheck. Once we quit giving Israel close to $8 million a day,
yeah.
And we have obligation in this country to take care of our own and not take care of a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of the president of Iran saying something about the Liberty, I think, is important. A lot of people are going to see it as nothing but propaganda. And the other side's going to come down as hard as they can on it. But I think any advertisement we get is good advertisement, because the people of the United States deserve the truth. You know, I felt like when I was at that meeting last week that, you know, our founding fathers would roll over in their grave right now if they knew what we've done to this country, or what our leaders have done to this country. It is just, it's despicable.
Well, think about this for a second, Bill. I mean, you and I talked about this. Think about what you guys have been called for the last 40 years because of the fact that you have stood up for the USS Liberty, for the United States. Because you have stood up for the United States instead of standing up against the country that killed 34 of her sailors. Because of that, you've been called traitor. You've been called un-American. I mean, can you just imagine? It's so surreal that it's unbelievable that there would come a time in our nation's political life where men like you would be called traitors and un-American, because you chose to stick to the events as you saw them that day when it happened, and to try to warn your fellow countrymen about the danger that they're in. And let's face it, I mean, with what took place 40 years ago, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what could be taking place today or tomorrow.
Well, absolutely, and it's what's taking place today. As I have a son in the United States Army, and my other son is becoming a United States Navy SEAL, and we're fighting this war in Iraq for not us. We're fighting for the government of Israel because that's what Israel wants. Israel wants us to get in a war with Iran and annihilate Iran. And whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And I pray to God that we do not attack Iran because we might be looking at a confrontation with a government that has the power to destroy this country, and that is the government of Putin, the Russian government.
That's right.
We have to be very careful in our diplomatic approach to this, and I don't know if the leaders that we have in this country right now have the good God given sense to keep us out of any more wars. I don't think so. I think we'll be at war with Iran within 2 months.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, unfortunately. Now, I got one more question for you, Phil, before we go to, we have at least one caller sitting up there waiting. What do you think the reason for the attack on Liberty was? You know, I've heard all kinds of different theories. Some people said, well, it's because of the Egyptian prisoners of war who were executed in the Sinai. Other people say, no, it's because they wanted to keep the Americans from finding out about Israel's plans to take over the Golan Heights and the West Bank. What do you think the real reason for the attack was?
Mark, I've heard those theories, and they all have some merit, but I can almost guarantee you 100% of the survivors believe that they wanted our ship sunk as fast as possible, blame it on an Arab state, most likely Egypt, bring the United States into the war. The Russians wouldn't have got involved because I don't think they would have known that that the Israelis sunk us. And the Middle East right now would be completely different. It would be owned by Israel and the United States.
So basically what you're saying, Phil, is that the Israelis attempted to do on June the 8th, 1967, what they were able to accomplish doing on September the 11th of 2001.
Absolutely, and it's taken 40 years to get in a war with Iraq. But if we remember back in our history, Iraq was our ally, and we were shipping them arms and lethal chemical weapons, and not but just a few years back. and now we're fighting over there for God knows what.
Now, does it worry you, given what you have been through personally, the fact that we've got three carrier groups sitting right outside the coast of Iran right now?
Absolutely, it worries me. There's more firepower there than anyone could imagine.
And from a Navy standpoint, Phil, I mean, let the listeners understand that those ships are not sitting there. I mean, it costs an incredible amount of money and manpower
in order
to maintain a carrier group, and we've got three carrier groups sitting there. It's not just for show. I mean, it costs an incredible amount of money. What I am most worried about is that they are going to pull another USS Liberty, and that they are going to they're going to blow up an American carrier or something like that, and they're going to blame it on Iran.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, they got by with it once. Why can't they get by with it twice? But this time, I'm sure they'll make sure that whatever the devious plan is, that it will be completed and executed very quickly. And as I said before, I think it was the hand of God that kept us alive, to keep the word out, to let the people know that what Israel is a country, and what Israel has done to this country and is doing. I think that's why we're alive. I think that's the only reason we're alive, is to get the word out. And
I agree with you, Phil. I agree with you. I think it's a miracle that you guys were saved that day, and I think that God has kept you guys alive all this time as a means of warning Americans and really the entire world about what kind of danger it faces. And anyway, I just, as I've told you before, you guys are real American heroes, and the fact that you've had to live with being ignored, shut out, ridiculed, you've had threats made against your lives. I know that from talking to many of the members personally. And yet you guys still keep plugging along. So anyway, Phil, we've got only a few minutes left, and I've got one caller on the line that I wanted to bring up, and that's John from California. John, come on up.
How you doing there, Mark Glenn and Mr. Phil Turney? It's an honor to talk to both of you. And Mr. Turney, I'm really sorry what you had to go through 40-odd years ago, you and your shipmates, and that should not have happened to anyone. And I could hear the music in the background, Mark.
Yeah, hold on just a second, John. We'll be back in a minute, and I'll just give you the rest of the hour to say what you need to say. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute to finish up today's Blockbuster radio program. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John, go ahead with what you were saying to Phil.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. Yeah, I was just trying to relate to you that I was aware of the USS Liberty incident on June the 8th of 1967 when I heard of it. I was within a couple of days of being a 20-year-old college junior at Northwestern in Illinois, and there was some short broadcast on the network news, as I vaguely recall, and I remember looking in the Chicago Tribune the next day, and there was a tiny little, maybe an inch or two-inch long newspaper with a few sentences about some mistaken identity about some ship in the Mediterranean or the Middle East and how it got nearly sunk. And that was it. And this was at the end of finals week, so I was one of the last people there. There was really no one to talk to about it. And needless to say, there was nothing more to talk about even the following September when everyone came back, because no one had even remembered. It was never even brought up again.
Can you just imagine if the ship had sunk and it had been blamed on an Arab country?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and now the question, the thing I wanted to get to, Mark, if I could, is...
Go ahead.
In 2002, Phil, you guys, the survivors, came out with your website, which was much heralded among the patriot community, and that's when I said, wow, someone's finally talking about this from 35 years ago? And then I got the first thing I did was go and sign up on your request for signatures for support for a congressional investigation. And I got to be honest, sir, as much as I think you guys were wronged, and no one should have to put up with that, which apparently you've done, and as much as you'd like to think that maybe a book or a chapter by James Bamford, an obscure author, or the book that one of the other survivors came out with that I was told by one of the Birch Society people I knew, and I never heard of it, to tell you the truth, and I read a lot of books, you just can't wait 35 years to come out and demand your investigation. There are people that I know right now, most people that I know right now, Mr. Turney, a lot of them are younger than I am. Well, a lot of people are younger than I am, but they're in their 40s. Everyone's heard of the Vietnam War. Some of them have heard of the capture of the USS Pueblo, but nobody has heard of the USS Liberty. Now, do you understand? It's not just the fact that nobody knows about this, and it doesn't really matter that maybe someone wrote a chapter in a book somewhere. And the reason why nobody knows about it is because you guys, in my opinion, have somewhat sabotaged your own best interests by keeping quiet, and I don't mean to say that in an insulting way, because I understand, having read about this and listened to you last Saturday night, what you were up against as far as intimidation and threats and everything else.
Well, I don't take your words as criticism. I think it's constructive.
That's the way I meant it. Yeah,
but. For the last 20 years, we've done everything but bent our backs. We've been to the White House. We were invited to the White House to speak to the president, the first President Bush, and he thumbed his nose at us. He turned us down. I mean, we've tried everything to get this truth out, this story out, but nobody wants to listen. Now, on October 2nd, there was an article that came out in the Chicago Tribune by John Crewson. He is a Pulitzer Prize winner. It was on the front page, and we are making progress.
No, I saw that, sir. But now it's over 40 years ago.
Right.
Okay, guys.
Good luck to you, sir.
Guys, we're running out of time. Phil, thanks for coming on with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the hour, and thanks for being with us. And most of all, thanks to all the white women down there in California who saved the conference. We'll see you next week. Have a good week.
With